This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, leading your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Only kind of holster I'm currently running, and has been that way for the past 4 years. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I've had his partner on here a bunch. Rob Morris is almost like a, he's almost like a co-host that doesn't get credit. But I don't think I've ever had my next guest on here. And he just came through a really hard time, and he basically had to do it alone. So joining me, I think for the first time on this air, I've joined him once. Now he's joining me, tit for tat, if you will. Joining me now is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast and El Presidente of the Self-Defense Radio Network, Paul Lathrop. Yes, sir. What's up?
How's it going, man?
It is going. It is going. And you are the El Presidente of Self-Defense Radio Network, right?
El Co-Presidente, maybe. Bob Bain and I are partners in that endeavor.
Yeah, but I don't know Bob, so he's president. Anyway.
Okay.
You just came through some very rough stuff. What did you just, I mean, and set this up for me, if you would. What was happening? Why were you there? What were you doing? And how did this all unfold?
Well, to start the beginning, back in February, I had an issue. I was training a new driver. I drive truck for a living. It's my primary job. I was training a new driver, and there was an issue at a truck stop just west of Omaha. And another driver, to make a very long story kind of short, another driver started coming at my student who was in the driver's seat at the time. And I basically stopped the assault by using my voice. How I did that was as the guy was starting to climb up onto the truck to try and go through the window and get to my student, I used my command voice or my dad voice and said, "Dude, I've got a gun." That caused that guy to stop, turn around, and go back to his truck. And what he said, I can't exactly repeat on a family-friendly radio show. But the long and the short of it was, about 30 minutes later, I was arrested for terroristic threats and commission of a felony while in the possession of a firearm, even though I never drew my gun and the guy never really knew I had one, other than I told him. I have spent the last 6 months fighting this. Thanks to a very good attorney, everything finally has been dropped. The charges have completely gone away. I am a free man. But it's been a real tough 6 months.
Yeah, I remember when it first happened. We talked about that, didn't we? We talked about you did. Did you go through the GoFundMe route to try to put some money together to pay for your legal defense?
I did, and I had to. Unfortunately, I did not have any coverage of any kind or self-defense at the time, and the attorney to start working on the case charged $10,000. The bail to get me out of jail was $2,500. And I mean, there was a travel cost, loss of income. I have, no kidding, spent tens of thousands of dollars fighting this. And I had to raise some, as I said earlier, I'm a truck driver. I don't have a 6 or 7 figure salary. I had to come up with money somewhere, and that's how I did it.
Right. The the thing that is not lost on me, and I mean, I've been in the same boat until very recently as you. Did we just... Well, are you still there?
I just got you back. I lost you for a second.
Ah, okay. As an exponent of armed self-defense, I know how rapidly something can change, and that's why when the chance came for me to get involved with somebody and get the part that I can't take care of handled by somebody else who can take care of it, I jumped all over it. Up to that point, was that something you were just sort of considering and trying to figure out what was the right fit?
It was. There are several companies out there that do that, that do the coverage if you get in trouble. And it was something I considered, but it was really, I mean, honestly, it was something I kind of back-burnered when I thought about it. I didn't have money, and when I had money, I didn't think about it. I did the irresponsible thing, very honestly, and just put it to the back burner.
Right. Was that the first time you ever had to even start thinking about drawing a weapon in self-defense?
Yes. Yes, I had never drawn a weapon in anger, so to speak, or in self-defense. I'd never done that in my life, and even I still have not drawn a gun in self-defense.
See, I've been very lucky. I've drawn one twice. And, I mean, one time, one of them that I drew was so close that I basically jammed it into the ocular orbit of somebody's face.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that'll get their attention.
Yeah, it did. And thankfully, that was the end of it. They did a hasty retreat, and I didn't have to fire at anybody, because when that was happening, at that particular time, it was both against my company's policy and South Carolina state policy, because there was no concealed carry permits back then, and yet I was carrying a gun. So I would have been in dire straits either way.
There's a lot of things that with my situation that combined to make it a very bad situation for me. My big thing that I did wrong is I let the other guy win the race to the telephone. He called the police before I did and proceeded to tell them a whole lot of lies. And they took his word for it. Thank goodness I've got a great attorney, and there are video cameras that prove.
Hang on. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Meeting, your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
As if all of that is not enough, it also makes your weapon smell like a York peppermint patty. So when you're like drawn down or you're up close on that cheek weld, it's quite pleasant. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour is Paul Lathrop. He is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast. He's the co-president of the Self-Defense Radio Network, and he's on his way home, and he just came through a very harrowing time, and he was telling us a little bit about it. Let me ask you this. When you were sitting there in jail waiting to get bailed out and everything, was that, like, terrifying?
Absolutely. It was 4.5 days of hell.
You were in jail for 4.5 days?
Yes, sir. The county where I was arrested only does bail hearings once a week on Wednesday. I was arrested Friday night. And so no matter what, even to get a PR bail, I was going to have to wait until Wednesday. And it was... I have a great amount of respect for the police. They deal on a daily basis with the worst society has to offer. Well, for 4.5 days, I didn't get to go home at the end of a police shift.
Right.
I dealt with the worst society had to offer for 24 hours a day for 4.5 days.
Yeah, that's not fun. I got locked up for 6 hours one time because I was $47 behind on my child support. And I felt like that was a life-ending event for me. That was I couldn't take enough showers to get done with that. So,
yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I personally took about a 45-minute shower when I finally got home.
Right. How difficult, did you already have an attorney of any type when this happened, when you got arrested?
No, I did not. I did not have an attorney. Through some connections with friends, I got an extremely good attorney, one that had a sterling reputation. And through the fundraising, was luckily able to raise enough money to pay for that attorney. But no, when I was arrested, I had no attorney at all. No need for one, really.
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to ask you, once all that began, once you got out and everything and you had this attorney, did you sit down and the attorney was like, okay, we're going to have to do this, this, and this, and it's going to cost you this much money, and you're just walking around going, where's that going to come from?
That's very much well. The attorney told me, this particular attorney said it would be $10,000 for me to start working on your case. That's the bad news. The good news is, unless you go to trial, it's only going to take $10,000. That is a flat fee going up to trial. If we go to trial, it's $2,500 per day.
Aren't you the lucky one?
Oh, well, the luck came in where he was able to convince the district attorney that we have enough evidence to shred your case. You are going to lose. This is why. You might as well drop the charges, and they agreed.
All right. I'm glad that's the way it happened. However, would you agree with me that was, you really had nothing to do with that? Your preparation for that had nothing to do with that, did it?
No, not really. The attorney prepared a lot and was able to present to the prosecutor exactly why we were going to tear him to shreds. But I didn't prepare a lot other than phone conversations with my attorney.
Well, so what
after I got out of jail, there wasn't much for me to do.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to bring on Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. By the way, Dr. John Adine sends his regards. He's in the chat room. Says he's glad you came through all of this. We're going to bring Sean Maloney on here and just take your case piece by piece as it happened to you. And just so you'll know at least one way you could have done this. Second Call Defense is my provider. I don't, and you know that. You know that they work with me and I work with them and everything else. And this is one of those things where, you know, when you were sitting in jail, you were sort of, did you ever get up there and try to, I mean, right up to the time that I got the card from Second Call Defense, I was sitting around going, I'll join them sooner or later. I mean, they're sponsors, right? I'll be able to get to them anytime. And then I thought about it one time when I was out and I thought, this was sort of odd what was happening. And then I was like, you know, if this goes south and I shoot them, which I most certainly am going to do if that happens, I'm going to get locked up and I got nobody call on the second call. I'll be making the first call just sitting there and freaking out. So that's when I went ahead and made that move, that call. So before we go into break, though, we didn't have a chance to do this last time. I mean, you are in media. You do a podcast that is very interesting. How can people find stuff that Paul Lathrop does in the Second Amendment in the gun world? How do they find all that stuff?
Well, the primary way you find me is through PoliteSocietyPodcast.com. That is the website for our show. Also, very soon it'll be live. We're going to be bringing out selfdefenseradio.net. We'll be live in the next couple days.
Okay. Rob. That's gaining steam, isn't it? Self-defense gun stories. I mean, most people don't even know that happens that often.
Oh, well, we cover them every week on our show. And excuse me, and my good friend and co-host on my show, Rob Morris, does the Self Defense Stories podcast.
Right.
And yeah, millions of times a year, guns are used in self defense. However, it's very rare for a trigger to be pulled. Usually,
what
when
is
guns are presented at the end of it.
We'll be right back.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, including your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Okay. Have we got that fixed, though? Anyway, welcome back. Joining me now, in addition to Paul Lathrop from the Polite Society podcast, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Are we having line trouble?
I gotcha.
Wow, that was interesting. Was that like a... sounded off, who was that, Sean?
Yeah, I'm on my home studio right now.
Okay, just got home. That's Paul. Do we have Sean? Anyway, we're getting ready to describe and put some criteria down and everything. Ben, do you know if we have Sean? He's obviously trying to get us together. So. You let me know when you've got him. Now, so we've come through to completion. How long of an ordeal was this? How long of a legal ordeal with you sitting around not knowing what was going to happen? The lawyer told you what he thought was going to happen. He told you what he was going to try to do, but you don't know till it happens. How long was that?
Right. It was 6 months and 10 days. Not that I was counting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any sort of coverage now with anybody?
Yeah, I am currently a member of the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network.
Okay. And
With that, would they have been able to have, would they have made this process better?
Certainly they would have. Yeah. Most companies that do this would have. With armed citizens, they would have immediately come up with bail, and they would have immediately paid $10,000 for the retainer of the attorney. So, yeah, it would have been much better. And I encourage, if you own a gun, whether it be second call defense or who's Bill's sponsor or ACLDN or any of a number of other companies that do this, I strongly urge anybody that owns a gun, they need to have coverage. You need to have somebody on your side. I am myself out tens of thousands of dollars. Now, the fundraising helped with some of that, but I'm still well in the hole over this.
Yeah. We got Sean now. Sean, are you there? Okay. We still don't have Sean. When you say tens of thousands, that 30,000, 40,000, I mean, how deep did it get? Can you say?
Yeah, I can. Back of the envelope math, it's about $25,000. So
without ever going
can
to
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Bill?
Yes, I can.
Sean, can you hear us?
Apparently not. Apparently not. Do we have any data? In the course of this, I mean, you're a broadcaster, so whenever you mm-hmm. see something like this, it becomes a matter of curiosity. It would be a matter of curiosity for me. How many people like you we know about? How many people like you that were out there just, you know, doing their job, and then somebody came in there and forced you into a moment of action or reaction, and it went completely sideways for you? How many people are out there that don't have, you obviously had a little bit of presence of mind. You were able to get it together. But how many people stay in jail for a week or a month or, you know?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you if I wouldn't have had the wherewithal and the amazing friends and community that's around me, I would have been in jail from the middle of February until Monday when the charges dropped. I would have stayed in jail until I raised bail money. And when you're in jail, you can't make money to raise bail.
Yes, that's almost always the way it is. Yeah. Not unless you may be able to make some money, you know, swapping cigarettes and everything. And you're getting paid in cigarettes too. So, yeah.
Well, except for there's no cigarettes allowed in this jail. And that was an issue for me. I was smoke-free from Friday night until Wednesday.
I'm not going to say anything about that because I was a habitual smoker who loved it, but I'm glad I don't smoke now. We got Sean now?
You should. Can you hear me, Bill?
Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I sure can. Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, and Paul, I'm sorry for what you went through. One of the cases that broke my spine and caused me to start second call defense was almost dead on to what happened to you. Almost exactly.
We got about three minutes. Tell them the story about what you did that night just to get somebody out of jail before you started second call defense.
Then brandishing case just like yours, Paul, and I happened to train this person in concealed carry in Ohio. Got a phone call, sobbing on the phone, figured out that it was a client, talked to the police officer, brandished the firearm and probably saved his life and a lot of other lives, and he decided to drive his truck to the police station because he was about two blocks away. The real bad guy did what yours did, called 911 and blamed everything on my client. Like you, everything was on film. He pulls up at the police station in hysterics to report what happened, and they tackled him in the grass. And he gets charged with felonious assault in Ohio, which is a $100,000 bond. He is 24 years old with a 23-year-old wife and three kids under the age of 5 years old, and I went door-to-door until about 2 in the morning with wife and kids in tow to every relative, mother and father-in-law, every piggy bank, every ATM we could to get $10,000 cash together. And I said to myself, there's got to be a better way, because it was also a Friday night. And in this case, he wouldn't have been arraigned until Monday morning. You had a much worse. So nobody should have to sit in jail and wait and lose 4 days of their life for what you did. And I realize that you're a good guy with a gun. You did everything that you had a legal right to do, but you're charged wrong, and there's a lying guy on the other end. And finally I said, you know what, there has to be a better way, and that's what created Second Call Defense.
Yeah, when you were telling me your story, I was thinking, oh, this is you guys would have a really good coffee session together. We are coming up on the last break, Paul, before one more time I want to put out how to find all the stuff that you do. And I presume that you're telling this, now that this is over, you're shouting from the mountain, right?
Oh, yeah. Anybody that has a media connection that is willing to talk to me, I want to tell my story.
Before we get lost, if we don't talk to each other, get a hold of Bill and get my phone number. I have a foundation that can help you. After what you've went through, I want to help you out. So make sure you give me a call.
I will.
I will send that to you, Paul. Paul Lathrop, he is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast. He and Rob Morris, in addition to all the other stuff they do, which I've been a guest on there, and quite honestly, I sort of felt like a layman sitting there because I do everything by the seat of my pants, and they were just like a flawless machine. Of course, Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, and the presenting sponsor of the show. And we're going to have our last segment's going to be a robust conversation about everything that Paul went through and what he should have gone through. When we get back, everybody stay tuned. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, the Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is not just a lubricant or a solvent. This is something that you're going to treat your weapon with. You can, every part of the weapon that is metal, you can rub this with. There is no over lubrication with Frog Lube. There's just treatment. And as someone that has used it avidly for the last 4 years, I can tell you it works very, very well. Now, rejoining me again, and let's just put this out front. It was it's a good time. It's good to be talking about this in this current tense that we're in, because until very recently, nobody knew how this was going to turn out. My first guest is Paul Lathrop. He is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast. My other guest is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Sean, now you listened to some of what he had to say and everything, and all of that that 6 month and 10 day ordeal. Is that typical of what somebody like that finds himself? And Paul, did you even actually pull a gun in that instance?
No, I did not. Sorry, I had myself muted on the board. No, I did not pull a gun. The gun actually never. I was sleeping as we pulled into the truck stop, and I don't sleep with a loaded gun on my holster on my belt. The gun was unloaded. The magazine was full, but outside the gun. And so, no, my voice was what stopped the guy.
Okay. Now, in the case, so, Sean, he got arrested and incarcerated for talking.
Right, and Paul, what did they charge you with originally to put you in jail?
There were two charges, terroristic threats and commission of a felony with a firearm. Together, 55 years was what I could have.
Yes, the commission of a felony with a firearm is very suspect, and you know, that's the problem. You get these police officers at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, whatever it is, they don't know what to charge with, and it's so late they can't, they don't have anybody to call, they don't have a prosecutor to rely on. But even more than that, unfortunately, I think you were charged wrong. What's a felony by just saying, you know what, I have a gun? That's not a felony. That's a true statement. You know, a firearm is used, statistically speaking, once every 13 seconds in America to prevent a crime. And that may be, hey, I have a gun, like you said. And that stops something. And so that's what's troubling. And that's what happened to me in that case you were talking about. He actually brandished and was charged with felonious assault for saying, my God, please don't stop. And that's all he said from inside his vehicle as the window rolled up. As he was being really attacked. So, and in your case, you made reference to the fact that you have a gun. Nobody saw a gun, nobody touched a gun. So what if you didn't have a gun? What are they going to charge you with, and how can they charge you with that felony? And then, really, if you're a legally permitted person with a concealed carry permit, then you did everything you had a legal right to do. Yeah. Certainly, at that point in time, you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. You don't know what's going on. And so, unfortunately, when you and I, good guys with guns, and Bill, we get charged improperly, we still have to go through the system. And that's why I created a second call to defense, because you have an attorney immediately. And one of the things that I instruct people, both personally when I talk to them and all the seminars I do through second call to defense, is if you have to touch your gun, mention gun, or look like a gun, you always want to be the first person to call. If you know the non-emergency number, then call the non-emergency number. If you don't, call 911 and tell them there's been an incident, you were attacked, you made reference, you touched, you brandished a firearm. Because unfortunately, isn't it amazing how the first person that makes the phone call or the first person that contacts the police, miraculously, they're telling the truth? And unfortunately, that's the way it happens a lot of time, and I'm sure, Paul, you were shocked. Because you were responding to lies that you were, all of a sudden, you weren't the truthful person as determined by the law enforcement officer, you know, that night.
Right. It turns out through the various court hearings I did go through that the person that made the complaint told the officer that I was outside the truck and waving a large revolver and pointing it directly at his head, saying, do you want to die tonight? Gentlemen, I don't own a revolver. The gun that was confiscated was a Glock Model 22 40 caliber.
Did that, I mean, now at that point, Sean, if an attorney, a self-defense attorney, a gun self-defense attorney had his mitts on that one, is that where this client comes out of jail right there just because of that misidentification?
Well, misidentification maybe not, because, you know, anybody could, with the norepinephrine going through the system, with the adrenaline everybody's experiencing, you know, you can't put a lot of weight on excited utterances or what's being said or eyewitness testimony. But a competent attorney from that jurisdiction that the prosecutor knows does a lot of things. Number one, all of a sudden you have a good attorney with a good reputation, you're not such a bad guy anymore. And number two, the attorney can start picking things apart and saying, hey, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. And yes, you know, we can answer charges, but it's still up to the prosecutor and the police officer to be having the discussion that night to decide whether they're going to remand you to jail and wait for a hearing on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or whenever they have it, or decide that, you know what, we're looking into this further because he has a good attorney that he's retained, and we know he's not a fly-by-night, and he's not going to go anywhere, because when you're an officer of the court representing somebody and you're saying, Your Honor, I'm going to have him there, then chances are, you know, things are going to change also. But I've had a lot of occasions when it is up to the police department or the prosecutors to make the call and discuss the facts of the case with the prosecutor. And when there's a defense attorney involved, too, let's face it, we know all the prosecutors. We go to work with them every day. We're like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. We see them every day. And,
right.
You know, we have conversations and we talk to people. And when you're sitting in jail and they're deciding whether to book you in, that's when an attorney, a defense attorney, can make a big difference in saying, hey, there's no sense of having this guy sit and rot in jail until Wednesday. Let's take care of it at a hearing. And so a lot of things can change right then. And that's what I've always said, is if you have a competent attorney immediately after whatever's happened has occurred, you can change a person's world. And all of a sudden, you know, the prosecutor is going to take a look at things, and they understand that they don't get reelected by wasting taxpayers' money, and certainly today's day and age, they don't get reelected by persecuting a law-abiding citizen with a firearm.
Paul, what state was that in?
Nebraska.
And you had a student with you, right? I mean, the student
yes.
was you were asleep. Did the police officer ever ask the student about, hey, man, was your instructor dancing around outside of this truck with a gun?
Yes, they interviewed Keith as well. Yeah, Keith was my student. Yes, they did. They interviewed us both.
And still they arrested you.
Well, there were two groups of police involved. The Nebraska Highway Patrol interviewed me and Keith, and the Sarpy County Deputy's Sheriff's Office interviewed the person that made the complaint. The highway patrolman said, look, let's just go back to where this is, where this person is waiting, and the deputies are waiting. Let's talk about this. Let's clear this up so you guys can continue on. I said, sure. When I got out of the car at the place where the deputy sheriffs and this other driver were, the first words out of the deputy sheriff's mouth to me were, sir, please turn around and put your hands behind your back.
And
I never got a chance to the Sarpy County deputies to give my side of the story before I was arrested. And, of course, I was going to keep my mouth shut after I was arrested.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time here. So, Paul, thank you very much for joining me this evening, and thanks for reaching out, because I'm glad it has ended well. The Polite Society Podcast, pick it up on iTunes,
Stitcher, anywhere you can get podcasts.
Of course, and you can go to Facebook and like the Self Defense Radio Network, which I am an editor of, but I do not editorialize because I'm not really an editor. This made me.
And folks, it's an important story to read and understand.
Yes, yes.
So, Flight Society, and coming up next, Sean is going to stay with me. We're going to do our World According to Second Call Defense. We just wanted to celebrate a good guy with a gun finally getting a fair shake. Good for you, Paul. We will talk to you again soon. Sean, if you will, please hold on through the break. We're going to go through our World According to Second Call Defense. We'll be right back.
A gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.